Good afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rambling, the podcast where I talk about things that I think matter to all of you. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Here, Mike Brookson, bringing to you a new episode of Teen Rambling. And this is a special one. If you can recall, in a previous episode of mine, I said that I would do a podcast which would be co-hosted with a great friend of mine. She's called Rosie. And I recorded our talk through Skype, and later I will play it, and it's an experiment, and I hope that you all will like it. And if you do, please leave me some feedback at mikebrookson@gmail.com. So thank you all for tuning in, hope you enjoy it, and this week this week episode is about social networks from two different points of view of in two different countries and two different genders. So I will start playing my call with Rosie right now. Good evening. I'm Mike Brookson, and today with me I have Rosie, who is going to co-host this week Teen Rambling episode. So, hi Rosie, how are you?
Hi Mike, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good too. So, first of all, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yep, well, I'm Rosie, I live in London, which is in England, and I'm 17.
Yeah. Good enough. Maybe in a future episode we can get, if you listeners want, you could send me an email, if you want Rosie to talk more about herself, you can email me at mikebrookson@gmail.com. So if you want to, just send me an email. And today we are going to talk about social networks, and especially the differences between countries, even countries that I think have the same culture, such as Portugal and England, don't you think? So it's like, we can't compare like the differences between our cultures are much less than like the difference between Portugal and China, or England and China.
And our genders as well.
Yeah, so I think we can compare them.
Yep.
And so the differences in the way people use the different social networks, and not only regarding culture, but like if it's a female or a male, the genders. Oh, I'm terrible at English. You have to train me better, Rosie.
Yep.
So that's what I wanted to say. And so, Rosie, for starters, let's talk about Facebook. What is your opinion on Facebook as a woman?
As a woman, I love Facebook. I think it's great to upload photos, talk to my friends. I know boys have a different view in England. Quite a lot of boys my age don't use it as much, but others do, so it's very different, and lots of the younger boys use it very often and upload a lot and comment all the time. What's it like in Portugal?
In Portugal, I think that Facebook is still the main social network, because people don't get tired of it, and we have lost Messenger. So now people are using the Facebook chat as Messenger, and I personally change my profile picture in my own Facebook profile like once a year and here. But there are some people that every week or every 5 days like to change theirs.
Yeah.
And I don't, because I only want to go to Facebook to chat with people, not really to use the network itself. And even the girls are using other social networks, by the way, owned by Facebook. We'll get to that later in the show. And so I think that one of the reasons that people still... The only reasons why people still use Facebook is because they're familiar to it. They know how it works. And because of the chat, if you disagree with me or if you agree, you can speak now.
Yep, I totally agree that I use it mainly for the chat as well, because I get to speak to my friends. It's easy. And I also change my profile picture very little. But loads of girls actually change it like once a week here as well. And it's like kind of like, why are you doing that? We know what you look like.
But it's like...
It's fair enough, but it's what people use it for is different.
It's the different people.
And yep.
Like, there are... I know that in England, you talk about normal people such as yourself, and you talk about chavs.
Yep.
So, I think that here in Madeira, in Portugal, there are the people that you call chavs. By the way, chavs are those people, like... you can explain it better than me, please, Rosie.
Chav actually stands for Council House and Violence, so they're quite people that wear like snapback hats and walk around town thinking they own the place and swear often. So yeah.
People with less education, maybe.
Yeah.
Of course, and here in Madeira, those kinds of people we call chavales, and chavales. Chevalier is the name of a type of boat used by fishermen, and there's like a region here in Madeira where it's populated mostly by fishermen, and everybody knows that unfortunately fishermen are not the most, at least here, are not the most well behaved and well-educated people in the world, and so they dress in strange and funny ways. They are not polite at all, and they even talk in a strange way that even for me, a Portuguese, is hard to understand sometimes. So it's that thing, and they are the people who use more Facebook and are always changing and always putting strange updates, like, oh, how is that? They like put a photo, and as the description of the photo, they say, "Oh, the jealous people will say that I'm ugly," and things like that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like for a rate out of 10 and stuff. Like,
yeah, exactly that. And if you like my photo, I will.
Oh, like feels back.
Yeah, it's so bad. And there's even a Facebook group for people. It's like you enter the group and automatically people start liking your photos, even if they don't know you. But you have to like their photos back. It's like crazy. They are really chavs.
Yeah.
Their life is around a social network. What's wrong with these people? I shouldn't be talking because my life is around music and podcasts, so... But at least it's a more useful thing than putting strange and unuseful updates that no one cares about, really.
I agree.
And do you remember the times of i5?
We never actually had... It never, like, trended in England.
Oh, here before... Way before Facebook existed,
i5 was the thing that everybody used. And when Facebook appeared, we stopped using i5 and we started using Facebook. And then all the chavs were using i5 and they were there alone, and the normal people were using Facebook and everyone was happy. But then,
like, they moved.
Even the chavs moved. And we started seeing their strange updates, and now they're taking over Facebook. So we are in a quest to find a new social network for us, normal people, at least here in Portugal. I don't know how things are there in England.
Yep.
You can tell me about
that. I think quite a lot of people are getting a bit fed up of the, like, chav side of Facebook. People still love it for the messages and, like, how easy it is, but definitely some people are driving it down a bit.
Yeah.
It's standard.
People are not using it the way it is intended to be used, isn't it?
Yep.
What you're trying to say? It's that. It's sad. Facebook is unfortunately dying.
That's the point.
The next thing that I think, the social network that I absolutely love, it's a shame that Google likes to make everyone use it, it's Google Plus. For me, it's the most beautiful and well-organized social network in the world, and there are no chavs there. At least Portuguese chavs don't even know what Google Plus is. I don't know if anyone uses Google Plus there in England. Here in Portugal, I only have like 4 friends who know what that is, Google Plus. 4 friends who know what it is. I'm not saying that all these 4 friends have Google Plus. I think that I have 3 friends who use Google Plus, and it's not like they're not always checking the feed or anything like that. It's they have the account. And now if you want to go to YouTube, you have to have the Google Plus account. But what do you think about Google Plus, and do you think it would be a good upgrade? Like, regular people start leaving Facebook and start using Google Plus instead because they are fed up of the chavs always posting unuseful updates and spamming Facebook with all kinds of things that don't matter. What do you think? That's in England, it is going to be the next step, or do you think it will be another social network?
I think it's a good thing if it did become the next step. And I think I just don't think it's as, people will make an account with YouTube, but they will then not realize that it's actually a social network. That's the thing. Like, hundreds of my friends would have an account, but not use it. And I don't know if it would get popular. If not, it would take time, I think, for people to recognize it. But it would be good, I think, if it did get popular.
Yeah, of course. At least until the chavs go there, too.
Yeah. But the cycle of chavs.
Yeah, the chavs are like, they're like a disease that enter in the social networks and make people stop using it. Like, i5 nowadays, I'm not joking, here in Portugal, it is used by hookers, really, real hookers to find clients.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
It's really, really, really bad. And if Facebook gets as bad as i5 did, I think that the gentleman behind Facebook, how is it called? Mark something, isn't it?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but I think it's Mark something. He will regret not accepting the deal that Google had to buy Facebook. Because if it becomes like i5, it will be so bad. And talking about Facebook, we have to talk about Instagram. That is, it was bought by Facebook. So, Instagram. What do you think about Instagram? What do you think is the purpose of Instagram? And who uses Instagram?
I think normal people use Instagram to get out their, like, expression of how they're feeling. What, like, if they take a good picture, then they'll put it on Instagram. I think it can be used in different ways. Like, for example, people that upload a picture of themselves every single day, it kind of annoys me. But I think uploading, like, just normal pictures, maybe one of yourself, like, once a week, once or twice a week is fine. But I do love Instagram. I think it's great. I like looking through people's pictures, what people have been getting up to, but not, like, hundreds of pictures of the same person.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the thing. The goal of Instagram is not putting profile pictures, is like finding interesting things that you do, and if you didn't put the picture in Instagram, people will never even imagine that. For example, if I take a picture of me playing football, if I didn't post it on Instagram, I'm almost sure that at least all of the people who follow me on Instagram wouldn't even know that I like to play football. So it's a way of knowing people, Instagram.
And exactly.
Knowing what you're up to, what you're doing. I love, like, when I go to take a coffee with my friends, I love uploading a picture of me in Instagram and of them, and then our other friends start. It's basically what Facebook once was, I think, but in a different way. It's so similar and so different at the same time. What's your point of view on that?
I think it's better, actually, for people uploading pictures. Like, they can literally put them on Instagram, whatever they want. I think it's similar. Yeah, I agree. I do. But, and also, if you upload, you can link your accounts, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but I don't do that because...
No, I don't do that either.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you put a picture in Instagram and wanted it to be in Facebook too?
I agree.
It's not...
It annoys me when I see it. It's like, so-and-so has uploaded a picture on Instagram. It's just like, well, why is it on Facebook?
It doesn't make any sense, but what can we do? Too bad. It's too bad that happens. But so Instagram, there's really nothing more to talk about, I think. And we were talking about Instagram, and I think that Instagram was owned before by Twitter. So what do you think of Twitter when it started? Not nowadays, when it started. What is your thoughts about Twitter?
Brilliant. I love it. I still like it. I don't use it as much, but when I used to use it, I used to like it to get my views across, whatever I felt, like find out information about, like, my friends, celebrities, like tweet people, get my mood out. If I'm angry, I can tweet about it. If I'm happy, I can tweet about it. Like, instead of writing it on Facebook, which annoys people, like, you can tweet every 10 minutes if you want to, but you can't write a status on Facebook every 10 minutes. Twitter's great. I really like it.
I absolutely agree with you. You're 100% right. I think that was what Twitter was. But unfortunately, nowadays, it's becoming, like, an ugly thing. It's like, it no longer is a place where you can know, like, what people are feeling. It's a spam box.
Oh, definitely. I look on my Twitter, like, it's like I get about 4 messages a day from people like, oh, click on this link, it will direct you somewhere, and it, like, I never click on them, obviously, but they're like spam, viruses.
Yeah.
Buy this, buy that, follow me. Like, no. Why?
Top 15 tips to be happy.
Yeah. To lose weight. How to lose weight in 10 minutes. Like.
Yeah. I don't understand what happened. I don't have a personal Twitter account. The only Twitter account that I have is the one from this podcast, and for that I think it's a great thing for, like, we can say for businesses and things like that, it's a good thing because the way people know that I have uploaded an episode is through Twitter.
Yeah, it's good for that, definitely.
Yeah, but it's no longer...
it's not the same as it was.
I think we can't put it in the same... category, yes, of the other social networks such as Facebook and Instagram and all the others, Tumblr, all those, Google Plus. We can't compare because it's no longer for the people. It's the only focus of Twitter nowadays is business and making money and bringing people to your website or to your podcasts. And I think it was better the way it was before.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So that's my opinion on Twitter. Really sad. I still, as I'm saying, it's a good thing for people who have YouTube channels, podcasts, blogs, everything like that. It's great. But for normal people, who are the people that I'm targeting this podcast to, they like it for knowing if I'm doing a podcast, to know what I'm doing, but not for following their friends and get to know their friends better. It's no longer for that.
Sadly. I agree.
So now we have to go to the other social network, the alternative social network that is different from all the other social networks. And I think targets a very specific group of people, and that is Tumblr. What are your opinions on it? I personally don't have many experiences with it, but tell me, what is your opinion on Tumblr?
I don't have too much of an opinion as such. I have quite an open mind about it. I think that a lot of hipsters, some would say.
That's what
definitely use Tumblr.
Yes, that's what I was looking after, but I thought it's better for Rosie to say it.
It's definitely the hipster site, definitely.
Yeah, because it's the alternative.
It is. I think it's good also to get personality out. I don't think it has a point. I think it's quite a pointless social network, but I suppose if you're bored, you want something to do, you want to get your views out, you like that picture. It's nice to see nice pictures, but it is mainly targeted for hipsters, and
yeah.
I don't use it as such, but...
I personally never... I tried to use Tumblr, but it isn't the thing... It definitely isn't the thing for me. I couldn't understand the purpose of it. I don't understand. I was reading about Tumblr, and people who use Tumblr say that one of the rules of Tumblr is never follow someone that you know.
That is definitely quite a big...
Yeah, but it's awkward, isn't it?
Definitely, because on Tumblr you have, from what I know, you can find quotes and stuff that reflects your personal views that you don't tell anybody else apart from kind of yourself and your followers.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know? But I'm not sure, but I think that's why that's the rule, because it's stuff really personal.
Yeah, maybe the goal... The purpose of Tumblr is to be a personal journal.
Yeah.
That you share with everybody. Maybe
that is it. But also to I wouldn't, if I had, and I used Tumblr, I wouldn't follow people I know. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a way to escape. But once again, I wouldn't use Tumblr that way because I'm really reserved. I don't like, there are things I like to express my opinions, but things about myself I don't like to share them with everybody. They have to be special people. As an example, you are one of the people that I feel comfortable sharing things about my life, and other friends that I've talked to you about, but
yeah.
I wouldn't feel like comfortable sharing personal things with people that I don't know. I don't see the point.
I agree. Or someone you're not, like, close friends with, or...
Yeah.
I think it's, like, they're never going to know you. That's the thing. They're never going to meet you. They don't know who you are. Like, it's very limited, but I agree with what you're saying. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really, really strange. A strange network. But, so, continuing, we are going now to talk about the thing that is changing the way we chat, and I think Facebook offered $1 billion for this company some time ago, and they refused the offer, and that's a proof that Facebook is feeling threatened by it, and it is Snapchat, the new way of chatting, which I think is much more interesting than using a normal chat. What are your thoughts? First of all, I have to say, the people who introduced me to Snapchat was Rosie, because at the time, there weren't many people in Portugal who used it, and Rosie told me, oh, do you have a Snapchat account? And I was like, what's Snapchat? And she told me, oh, it's a great application, social network where you can take photos of yourself and paint things on top of it and write things in the image and send it to people for a maximum of 10 seconds, and after 10 seconds the picture is deleted. And I found that so amazing. Talk me about Snapchat and how it is there in England.
Well, obviously it came popular very quickly. Everyone used it straight away. I think it's great. Like, it's just so easy. Like, it's funny. You can do stupid faces to your friends. You can, like, talk to anyone. If you're bored as well, it's just so good, like, to just quick conversations. Like, if asking someone where you are, like, it's... So they don't have to, like, log in or, like, it's just good.
Yeah, and it's easier to express what we're feeling at the moment with the picture.
Yeah, definitely.
I absolutely love it, but... There are people who use it in a strange way. I have friends who like to share their feces in Snapchat.
Okay, I've never experienced that before.
Imagine, like, you receiving a Snapchat and you're in the middle of the street, and then you open it and you see literally a piece of shit sitting in the toilet. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Sorry for the swearing, but I really feel like that is very strange. And I'm like, okay, I think I will not open one of your Snapchat snaps again. That's the strange way people use it. Here in Portugal, it is becoming a mainstream thing, which is very good. When I started, the only people who I had for in the first week, the only people I had added there was you. You were the only one. Then I talked about it to a friend of mine, and she said that she had an account too. We started like sending Snapchats to each other. Then she gave me accounts of other people, and it nowadays I think that almost everybody that has a smartphone has Snapchat in it.
Oh, that's...
It's becoming a mainstream thing here in Portugal.
It's been mainstream for a long time here, and I think it's one that's not gonna die for a while. Like,
yeah, it's
because it's just so easy, and like people can use it as well as Facebook. It's not exactly gonna turn into the next massive social.
Yeah, like, you're completely correct, because you will never receive Snapchats from friends of your friends, but in Facebook, you have on your feed things from your friends' friends. If they like a photo of a person that you don't know, a friend of yours likes a photo or comments in a photo of someone you don't know but is their friend in Facebook, sometimes you receive you have that on your feed, and that makes you see like things that you don't want to, like, How is life going with that person that you don't even know who is? And
oh, definitely, definitely.
That's the reason why I think that Snapchat will be way, way, way better than Facebook is right now. And I think
They're completely different. Like, yeah. They can be compared in many ways, but they're different at the end of the day. So that's what.
Now, the main question, I think, say if you agree with me,
okay.
Facebook has to change completely to, like, become different and to appeal to the people as it used to appeal, don't you think? It has to change a lot. It's like,
I agree with that in the sense of the layout, the people that use it, I like the messaging side of it. I really do.
And
but the other stuff, the photos, I agree.
The way your feed works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's
definitely
the worst thing. And
I think you should personalize it. Like, have your own settings.
Yeah.
I know you can do it already, but it's quite limited.
Yeah, and like, I don't want to waste my time doing it.
No.
No one.
It should be easy, simple.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing about Facebook. And another thing that has to disappear from Facebook are those irritating games.
Oh, definitely.
Facebook.
Would you like to play Candy Crush? No.
Oh, I don't want to know about Candy Crush. At the beginning, Farmville was fun and stuff and things like that. I had teachers who added me on Facebook just because of Farmville and to grow their farms. They added me only because of that. And that to me was crazy. And it was fun at the beginning, but it reached the point where it's becoming so annoying. And I have to be like turning off the notifications of all those games one by one. It would be great if it's like, they're doing things the wrong way. We shouldn't say we don't want this. We should say we want this, if you understand. In the settings should be, do you want to receive, to have on your feeds things or on your notifications, things about games? And you would say yes, and you will receive it. But it shouldn't be the way it is. That is the opposite way, if you understand.
I agree. I definitely agree.
That's one of the things that they should do to change it. No. Facebook, what's wrong with you? And now we are at our interview. Our recording is at 30 minutes, and which is a record for my personal podcast. And that's a wonderful thing, to be talking for so long. We are giving some excellent content to the listeners, and I think this way of presenting my show is way better than when I'm alone. And so there's one more social network, if you can call that a social network, but I think you can, that we want to talk about and that I think that people should use. We can compare this with Tumblr. If you want to know people, you don't use Tumblr, you use Interpels. Don't you agree?
I think it's for people who want to learn about cultures, learn new languages. Like, you want to help with English, I need help with my Portuguese,
yeah.
So we became friends.
We became friends using that network, that social network, and then we started having Skype calls. You have to be careful, because the first thing I do when I, like, start talking with someone, really talking in Interpels, is saying to them, I want to do a video Skype call.
Yeah, that's the same as me. I definitely restrict who I talk to.
I don't
really use it anymore. Now I found, like, people I can talk to about learning the language, but you have to be careful, and the first questions you have to ask is, do you have Skype? And if they say no, then you just go, goodbye.
Okay, bye. And
yep.
That makes me want to tell some stories. It's like, first of all, you don't want a pedophile to be talking to you, but you think that that pedophile is a blonde, elegant, beautiful woman called Jenny. You think that you're talking to a woman, a beautiful woman, and you're talking really to a man who is, like, being a creep. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. That, you have to be so careful, and you have to go in with... You have to go in with kind of a closed mind. Like, you have to go in, like, you cannot accept anyone. Like, you have to go in, like, to kind of get what you want and then just, like, I don't know, like... I
agree with you. You have to be careful with it.
That's very.
That's the main thing you have to
do. Because there's really, really, really clever people out there who just take advantage of younger people.
Yeah, that's the thing I say. You have to be... Usually, especially in our ages, we think that we are the most intelligent person in the world, and that no one is as intelligent as we are. But we are completely wrong. There are people out there who know how to do it as whatever they want.
Yeah, and I think we've both experienced it. Yeah, so
we both did. I already talked about this in a previous episode. So, let's not make this a sad episode. Let's continue to talk about Interpols. So, before meeting you, the only girl that I've met that was... that I had a relation that I could say was like yours was a girl from Texas, from the United States. I loved talking to her. It was amazing. We had lots of things in common, but... She always was giving me excuses for not making a Skype video call. And that made me starting to get suspicious that she wasn't the person she said she was. And we stopped talking, and that's what happened. And I think 1 week ago, she came talk to me on Facebook. And tried.
Really?
To like engage things again, and I was like, I don't know, because I like talking to her, but I want first to know if she really is who she thinks she is. And we had this conversation, like, I started talking about the TV show Catfish.
Yeah.
To see what would be her reaction, but I couldn't like find. I couldn't understand if she was lying to me or if she was telling the truth, so I quit it on that relationship. I couldn't like have a friendship with a person if I'm not sure that she is who she says she is. And with you, that doesn't happen. We are always talking through Skype, video calls. Sometimes I have the pleasure to meet people from your family, which I love. Love to talk to your mother.
Yeah.
I think I've talked to your brother too.
You've talked to him.
Yeah, he's.
He likes you. Too. He says hello.
Yeah, I like him too. But that's the thing. It's a wonderful social network, and if you want to use it, I will leave a link in the description.
So it's great for learning about cultures and languages. So yeah. If you want to learn about cultures, meet people from your favorite country, learn a new language. Even if you haven't started learning yet and you want to, just get in touch. It's the best way to learn it. So,
yeah, I.
But be careful.
Yeah, be careful. It's a wonderful thing, because if you feel like you're in a place where you can't relate with anybody, you can use Interpols as a way to know people that you identify with, like I did with Rosie. I have lots of friends here, but it's like different from all the friends I have here, and it's a great experience to have her as a friend, and especially having her co-hosting this episode of Teen Rambling with me. It's amazing, and thank you very much, Rosie, for being here with me. I think it's time to go, and it was wonderful to do this episode with you. Until the next time, Rosie. Bye.
Bye.
So that was it. My Skype call with Rosie, where we discussed all this social networking stuff, and it's a quite an interesting topic. It was a first time to me, and I hope that you liked what you just heard and that you found some valuable information, and especially that you were entertained during those 39 minutes. It is going to be my longest podcast episode ever, and I think that when we're doing, like, we're recording the podcast with two people, it's way more easy to make a longer episode than when I'm recording alone. If you want to follow me, you can do so. Follow me on Twitter. You can do so at at mbrookson.com. D M and the B are capital. You can leave some feedback at the following email, mikebrookson@gmail.com. And if you liked this format of podcast with Rosie, please let me know that via email, or if you want, you can tweet something at Mike Brooks M. Brooks and Twitter. So this was my try at doing a podcast with a co-host. Hope you all enjoyed it and have a great weekend. Bye.